I'm not looking for a fight with the auditor's office. I'm putting forth these recommendations based on an organization which highly recommends that we do this.
Democratic Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon says that organization, the Government Finance Officers Association, is a respected research and consulting group that determines how to run good government. The report commissioned by the County Council from the GFOA recommended moving budgeting and accounting functions from the auditor's office to the mayor's. And that's just what Caroon's 2012 budget proposal would do.
They thought it would be a more efficient system, a more accountable system, and really allow the auditor to do what the auditor is supposed to do, which is auditing.
But the county auditor clearly disagrees. Republican Gregory Hawkins says the adjustments might be more efficient, but in this case, there should be a healthy dose of checks and balances to protect taxpayer dollars. He says the authority of the auditor's office is to shine a flashlight on the county's fiscal house.
If you move all those functions into one house, then you don't have a flashlight anymore. Then the same person making the proposals is the same person making the projections, is the same person making the decisions about whether it was done properly. It's literally putting the fox in the hen house, which is counterproductive.
And Hawkins says it's up to the state legislature to make those changes, not the county council. But the GFOA report didn't take that into consideration.
They never looked at, and they admitted they never looked at, the statutory mandates. What is statutorily required? The council can't unilaterally change things because it looks like it's more efficient.
But Caroon's staff disagrees with Hawkins' interpretation that the council can't legally make the switch under state law.
We think the state law does allow these functions to be part of the mayor's portfolio. And frankly, you know, listening to the association that sees what happens nationwide, they say it should be in the mayor's portfolio.
Hawkins notes the county is legally allowed to move the budget office over to the mayor, but not accounting functions. That's why if the proposal goes through, he plans to take legal action against the county. But he says he's hopeful it won't come to that.
If we get into a political battle and then a legal battle over these issues, they will very likely downgrade it from AAA to 2A+, just like they did the federal government. That's a devastating effect because that will cost Salt Lake County hundreds of millions of dollars in the long run.
Six out of nine members of the county council must approve the measure to make Mayor Caroon the budget officer. There are five Republicans and four Democrats on the council. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.